Money Planet Soilers Podcast, episode 139. Happy New Year! Hello and welcome to the Money Plan SOS podcast. I'm Steve Stewart, your humble servant and personal finance architect who hates your debt more than you. This is the show that helps the everyday American to pay attention, not interest. For many, the holidays are over. We can start to get back to normal life, but we don't want it to be just a normal life, right? That's why when January 1st comes around, we all make New Year's resolutions. I, for one, don't necessarily like New Year's resolutions. Resolutions are simply promises to change one's self. It's goals that are the plans to make it happen. You can quote that too. Resolutions are simply promises to change oneself, where goals are the plans that make it happen. And this is a hard lesson that I have to keep relearning myself. There's always these things I want to do and get done, but I don't make those strategic plans to put them into place. Now, before you think this is going to be an episode about how you should make goals for your life, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about my goals. Now, this sounds, you know, kind of self-serving to me, telling you what my goals are for the year. But if I don't put them out there for you guys, then I'm not going to move along the path that I need to improve the show, the website, my mission to teach people to pay attention, not interest. If I don't lay out specific goals and share it with people who are my peers or my accountability partners, and that's you, you're my accountability partner, then if I don't do that, then I'm not going to reach that goal. Let me give you an example. For a couple of years, I've talked about writing a book, and that has never come to fruition. And I don't see it coming to fruition unless I set a goal to write a certain amount of words per day or chapters per week or month or whatever. And it's because I haven't done that that I haven't been able to help people who might want to read about debt freedom, who might want to learn how to get out of debt and budget and things like that. So the book right now is still a dream. I haven't set down goals for that, but I have goals for other things. And I think these are more along my skill sets or my passion than writing a book. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. And then at the end of the episode, I'm going to share with you some things that I have done, and a lot of this stuff has happened in the last month. I'm amazed at how much stuff has happened just in, you know, 31 days of December and a couple of days in January here already, and it's leading to a success story that I hope to share with you in the future. So here it is. I'm going to lay it all out for you, and as scary as that is, I'm going to share with you my goals for 2014. If you've listened to the last couple of episodes and you've already heard me talk about this, on January 23rd, I'm going to be launching my first product ever. This is the first thing I've got ever on my website that I'm actually selling. It is the Virtual Budget Coaching Program. And what this is going to accomplish is it's going to allow people who cannot afford financial coaching or just can't find the time to schedule, you know, sessions with me or getting their spouse in the same room at the same time as they can get together with me, then it's going to allow them an opportunity to be able to go through my budgeting process, to find ways to communicate with their spouse about money, and to control spending in those areas where our budgets just seem to get busted. Now, this has a definite deadline because I'm launching it via a webinar on January 23rd. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to moneyplansos.com/webinar. And if I can't make that deadline, I'm going to look really bad. And we may as well just put the last nail in the coffin. But I've already got a bunch of the videos recorded. I'm editing them and putting them together now, looking to improve them and make them even better and offer some great bonuses to those who sign up while the webinar is going on. If you'd like to learn more about this, you can go to moneyplansos.com/webinar and you'll be able to sign up there. You can watch a 75-second commercial, and then when the video is over, you can enter your email address and that will give you the link to the webinar, keep you up to date on all the fun that I'm going to be doing that night. It's going to be a blast. I'm really nervous, but I can't wait either. So, January 23rd, 1, 2, 3. After the course has been launched and the bonuses have been finished and sent out, then I'm going to be working on another passion of mine, and that is to teach people how to use ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow is a very simple but powerful video editing program that I'm surprised that a lot more people don't know about. It does the screen capturing. It can capture from a webcam. You can import external video. So maybe you've got a digital camera or even iPhones. People record video on their iPhones, import it into ScreenFlow, and create videos from that. It's an amazing little tool. It's the same one I'm using to create the virtual budget coaching program. And the people I've introduced it to, just they're blown away by it. So I'm amazed more people don't know about this thing. But I'm going to be creating I envision it to be more like a membership site where you sign up and you just can get constant updates. It's a lifetime membership. And there's always something changing and something being added. So, you know, it shouldn't be a static course. It needs to be something that can grow over time. So there's going to be a lot of short tutorial videos on how to do this, how to do that. You know, how do you use a green screen and take out the background? That's what I did in that commercial that you'll see on the website at moneyplansos.com/webinar. How did my logo get to be the background of my video? It's a green screen. How do you do that? I'm going to be showing people how to do that. How do you scroll text along the bottom? How do you change the position that you're in on the camera and make it look like you're in two different places at once? You know, there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff. And just going to be a neat little membership site for teaching people how to use ScreenFlow to edit videos and create videos and do all kinds of neat stuff with video, which I think we can all agree, seeing how YouTube has exploded in the past 5 years, video is the way to go. I am expecting to launch that in February of 2014, probably by the end of the month. It's going to be a lot of work. You know, creating a membership site isn't that easy, and getting all that video going is going to be really time-consuming. Of course, ScreenFlow is going to make it a lot easier to do that, but it's going to be launched at my other website. I don't talk about this website too much, but I have a website that's dedicated to getting people to put their face and their voice on their blog. And that website is yesyoucanpodcast2.com. Yesyoucanpodcasttoo.com. My goal is to have that available by the end of February, and then, of course, adding things to it as we go along. Kind of along the same lines for March of 2014 is another video training series, more like the virtual budget coaching class, but this will be specific to how to launch a podcast. You can find free videos on YouTube. You can join the School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson, and he's got some really fun stuff there. You can go and spend $500 on John Lee Dumas's program and learn how to launch a podcast and a lot of other things there as well. So why am I joining this, you know, this realm of these great named people who, you know, I have no business being associated with? Well, it's because there's a need out there. And it's because some of you, my listening audience, have approached me saying, hey, I want to do a podcast. What does it take? Hey, I'm going to launch a podcast. I'm going to do this. Okay, you need to know these things. Don't make these same mistakes I did. And so having my own face and voice helping people along that path, I think will be very beneficial. Before I continue talking about the rest of my goals for at least the first half of 2014, you're probably wondering, you know, Steve, you only talked about one thing about Money Plan SOS and the rest has been about this, you know, video editing and launching a podcast and all that stuff. Well, let me tell you why. People who are in debt don't think they can afford financial coaching. It takes a smack in the back of the head to wake people up to the dangers of debt and to realize that they need to do something to change their life. And sometimes it involves spending money. But then they can't look past Friday to find the money on how to pay for a class or a coach. There's really not a lot of money for many of us in financial coaching. I do know a few people who are able to make a living on financial coaching, and I'm working on being one of them as well. So while my passion is in financial coaching, I've got some other streams of income that I can pursue while I'm coaching. And that, of course, is things like teaching people how to launch a podcast or how to use ScreenFlow. These are things that people are willing to pay money for. In fact, if you look at somebody's budget, somebody who's deeply in debt, they can always find time and money for entertainment. The entertainment category in a budget almost never goes to zero unless they're absolutely serious about getting out of debt. And most people aren't absolutely serious about getting out of debt like you guys. So there's always room in somebody's budget for entertainment. Or it might be that they have a business and finding new tools and ways to improve their business, their processes, or even their reach, such as launching a podcast or creating some videos on YouTube that might draw more people's attention to their website. Those are things that people are willing to spend money on. And launching these video courses are just another way that I can help people improve their lives. And it is something that I have a skill set in, so I need to grab the bouquet that is within my reach in order to be able to produce these helpful programs for them. I'll explain more about the why as soon as I get done talking about my goals for 2014. Now moving into April of 2014, I'm looking at creating a video series, another video series, of how to use YNAB in a small business. YNAB is that budgeting software that my wife uses. Of course, I'm really happy that she does. It helps us to communicate about money better. There's a lot of things you can use YNAB for, and one of them is for a small business. How do you budget for a small business using YNAB? How can you track expenses for a business using YNAB? Can I use YNAB for my home budget and for my small business? You can do that. You can have two separate budgets tied to the same software on your computer and even be able to enter transactions on your iPhone or your Android and go to that. And I think that's a cool thing for someone who's starting a small business to have is, hey, I've got YNAB. I need some accounting software. I'm already familiar with how YNAB works. Why not use that for a small business? It's a little bit different, but oh so cool. And just a bonus for you guys, along the way, I'm going to sprinkle in some more YNAB minutes into moneyplansos.com. So you'll have those benefits coming, even if you don't partake in the, you know, the YNAB for small business video series. And then in May, of course, along the way, I'm going to be nurturing these other programs that I've mentioned. But in May, I'm going to be launching a very simple how to use Audacity video course. This is just going to be a one-time purchase thing. It's not going to be very expensive either. It's just going to be how to use simple tips and tricks of this program called Audacity, which is just an audio recording program that I use. I'm using it right now to record this show. It's free too. So I don't want to make it a real expensive, you know, tutorial on a free program. But when you do searches on YouTube and try to read, you know, blog posts on how to do these things, you know, I think it's just easier, at least for me it is, to show people this is what you click on and you do that and this is what it does. You want to clear out the background noise? Use this option, select that area of audio, sample it, take it out. It's very cool. So somebody spending a half an hour to an hour watching this training video can then jump into using Audacity full force and knowing exactly what to do, and it's going to save them a bunch of time learning how to use it. I wished there was something like that for me when I started using Audacity, but you know, there wasn't even much of an internet when I started using Audacity, so it just wasn't even possible back then. I'm scheduling that to be released by May, although that could be something that I could release a little bit sooner. I just don't want to take too much time away from these strategic plans that I have in place to launch all these other products. The reason for all of this is not only to offer great things to people who want to change their lives or learn how to do something really creative with video or audio. Those are just the stepping stones to get to my goal, my ultimate goal. And my ultimate goal is both selfish and I consider noble. Let me tell you the selfish one first. The selfish reason for doing all this is to replace the income I get from working at my day job. I can't just quit the day job and go full force into this without having a substantial amount of income coming in to run our household. We still got 26 payments left in the house. That's a big chunk of change every single month that has to be paid. And then more importantly, and I've really experienced this the past 2 months, with being out of work for about 3 weeks because of my throat surgery, and then with all the time off during the holiday season, I get to spend more time with my family. That's a selfish reason, and I hope you understand that, because when I'm working the day job, there are times when I'm out of the house and away from home for 2, 3, sometimes 5 days. Yes, I get to travel. It's very cool. And I get to see people in other cities that maybe I'd never get to talk to except on Twitter. I get to meet some of you, and that's been very cool. I mean, I've had buffalo wings with Tyler Danke and Dustin Hartzler. I've had Chick-fil-A with John White. How cool is that? I've met up with Craig Mathias up in Minnesota. These are things that I wouldn't normally get to do, but I would trade those things to be able to stay home with my family and wake up in the same bed in the morning next to my wife. Can you relate to that? So that's my selfish reason. I do also see this as a noble goal. And the reason is because this podcast, my website, has always been about promoting financial freedom, reaching out to people who don't know any better, who are learning how to manage money from credit card companies and people who are in debt and don't think that it's a problem. By taking moneyplansos.com and yesyoucanpodcast2.com and creating, you know, basically a self-employment opportunity here, I'm going to be able to focus more time on helping people learn how to become debt-free. I'll be able to speak more often because I won't have to worry about a schedule getting in the way. I'll be able to help more people because I can work on SEO for the website so that the website shows up faster than, you know, a blog post about how to improve a credit score. I can reach more people and help them more when I get to focus more of my time and energy on that. I always vowed that I would not put advertising like Google AdSense on my website. The only thing you'll ever see on my website are things, you know, products that I use or believe in, like YNAB and eCredible. So I will not be able to make money selling ads because I choose not to. I mean, a lot of bloggers make money through Google AdSense. At least that's how they get started. But then, you know, you see a blog post of theirs, and right in the middle of it, there's an ad for consolidation loans or a credit card offer. And I'm like, no, that will never happen on my website. Never. So I'm setting goals for 2014 that will allow me to earn an income that will replace the day job, to be able to sustain my household, and to be able to focus on helping others to reach their goals. This requires a lot of change on my part, and to be honest with you, I was terrified to share it with you, because now that it's out there, I have to do it. I have to get it done. But I know it's for the best, and I certainly hope that you're going to join me on this ride. So even if you have no interest in learning how to launch a podcast or video editing or using Audacity, or you've got your budget in place and you don't need financial coaching, a lot of you I know have already got a budget in place, you're doing fine, you could at least do me a favor. Could you share that with someone? Share with them that there's a video training course that's going to be launched on January 23rd at 7 p.m. Central, and they can join the webinar and learn more about it. And it doesn't cost them a penny to join. They can just show up and see if it's for them. I've made it very easy for anyone to find it. You just tell them, go to moneyplansos.com/webinar, and I'll do the rest. If you could share this with your friends, or even your family if they need it, your small group at church, maybe you could use this as an opportunity to speak into someone's life at work and say, you know, hey, I overheard you speaking to somebody on the phone. It sounds like you're having problems with money. You know what? I don't want to get into your stuff. I know it's uncomfortable, but maybe you want to check this out. Go to moneyplansos.com/webinar. And you can share that with your coworkers. And I can already tell you this is going to be successful, and you're going to help make this successful, but I can tell you it's going to work because God has been putting a lot of things in place. The past month and a half have been incredible. There's been a lot of activity, a lot of visibility to Money Plan SOS and the other things that I'm doing. And if you allow me a minute, I want to share them with you because these things are really cool. Okay, so in early December, I was a guest on a show called The Podcasters Roundtable. And that is hosted by Ray Ortega and award-winning Daniel J. Lewis. But it was about a blog post that I wrote called The John Lee Dumas Effect. And John Lee Dumas is the biggest success story in podcasting of all time. That was an unusual opportunity that usually would not pop its head up for me. Then there is a website that I write for once a month called libertyinvestor.com, and I talked about the side effects of a 401k plan that your benefits department won't tell you about. I've got a post up at enemyofdebt.com about how to pay $2,048 in debt before Thanksgiving by doubling down. I was a guest on the Iron Jen Show, her 50th episode, and we talked about expediting your debt-free date. I was interviewed by Average Joe Money over at Stacking Benjamins. We talked about how your credit score is overrated. I was informed just this morning, just before I started recording this episode, that my interview for Yo Pro Wealth podcast will be live tomorrow, which by the time you get this, it'll already be out. And by the way, I'll put links in the show notes to all this at moneyplansos.com/139. But what's really cool is what's coming up. This is going to be really cool stuff. Ready? Okay. Very shortly, in fact, probably next week, I'm going to have an interview with a 17-year-old blogger who's writing about personal finance. Yeah, that's unusual. Another future episode will have the results from that survey that I had out for a few months about credit scores after paying off debt, and I think you'll be just as surprised as I was. I'm also going to have, get this, an interview with FICO. Yeah, I'm going to have an interview with FICO.com on the Money Plan SOS podcast. Yeah, you're not going to want to miss that. There's just been a whole lot of stuff going on the past month, month and a half, and I just know that there's a purpose here. There's momentum going on. There's more visibility coming, and I'm going to be able to reach more people with this message of financial freedom, and I need your help just to spread the word. I'm going to be doing all this hard work, and it's going to be successful. But for it to be really successful, I could use your help. I need you to share the wealth. Just help me to share the wealth. Spread the word about moneyplansos.com. Tell a coworker or friend about the webinar on January 23rd if they got some financial problems they need to get out of. I know I'm always asking a lot from you as a listener, but I could use the help. For the past 6 years, Money Plan SOS has been my obsession. 2014 is when I make it my occupation. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some work to do. Thank you in advance for all your help.